And so what we're seeing here is actually a way to destroy small business, and a way that's being condoned and actually used by the government itself. Now, today we're only talking about FoodQuest TQ and the Food and Drug Administration. However, we at the Institute for Complexity Management and our John Galt Program for Investigative Studies have found many other instances where the exact same thing is happening across the system. And what's most interesting about almost all of these cases that we're looking at is the involvement of Battelle Memorial Institute as the mechanism by which the government is bypassing a whole body of law that it is basically responsible for enforcing. So we have a huge issue here that looks at violations of Sherman antitrust around this notion of having very, very large so-called nonprofit charitable organizations actually making profits and being allowed to do so by the Internal Revenue Service. The one of the last things that Battelle Memorial Institute is a nonprofit organization. They have a billion-dollar budget. They spend millions of dollars in lobbying. They develop and sell the same tools, predictive analytic tools, based on the technology that they took from FoodQuest TQ in this case. Some examples are their PREA tool, their Smart Vision tool, Wayfinder, and so many other tools that they've developed based on technology that they've taken in their role as a government contractor and then developed on their own to make profits. And it's all about profits. With the help of the FDA, and as part of Battelle's efforts to expand their own foothold in predictive analytics, the multi-billion-dollar market, they basically took lock, stock, and barrel the ideas of small business, patented ideas, trade secrets, took them, misappropriated them, and then further developed them on their own. And one of the things that BMI knows very well in this process is that small businesses cannot afford lengthy and expensive lawsuits, and they take advantage of that. The other big thing they take advantage of is if a small business who gets hurt like this complains, they are basically blacklisted within the entire regulated food industry. And this is exactly what happened to FoodQuest TQ. They were blacklisted by the entire food industry because the FDA basically said, go away and stop complaining. So what we have is a self-fulfilling and very, very difficult to uncover problem within our markets today that are basically destroying small business. And that's important when you consider the fact that small business creates most every job in America. It's not the government that creates jobs. It's small businesses. And it's not the big corporate structures that create large numbers of jobs. Nope, it's small business. So we're talking something very, very important here. Now, in the case of FoodQuest TQ and Sherman Antitrust, there are two really, really huge, I guess, warning signals that you're violating Sherman Antitrust, one of which is called price fixing. Price fixing is where you collude with other competitors in the market in order to obtain products at artificially low cost. In other words, to pay less for those products than you would normally pay if the market were working in a free and proper way. The other is called bid rigging. And bid rigging is when you predefine exactly who out there is going to get a contract. And you don't use fair competitive processes in order to select the person, which are the two things, exactly the same two things, that happened in the case of FoodQuest TQ. Okay? Here we have a commercial contract being promised to only one party. That's bid rigging. The first predatory and anti-competitive conduct really occurred in this case when FDA saw what they wanted. They saw early examples through the proprietary proposals that were provided to them by the small company, the technology. And there were many, many political reasons, including the Food Safety Modernization Act that was putting a lot of political pressure on the FDA to do a little less talking and a little more producing in their responsibility to enhance food safety as well as food defense across the food supply. So what they did when they saw this technology is they realized that this could be the answer to a lot of this criticism. So what they did is they basically misappropriated it. They simply stole it. Then they went, after they stole the technology, they went to Battelle Memorial Institute, had Battelle Memorial Institute cut an unauthorized and bypassed contract through the Department of Defense to simply have the tools reduplicated. They didn't care if they violated a patent. They didn't care if they stole the little company's trade secrets or forced them out of business. It really didn't matter. The bigger objective was more important to them, one of which was avoiding their own political embarrassment. In the meantime, BMI was taking the same technology and diverting the patented ideas and trade secrets to their own internal efforts to create a new predictive analytic line of tools. By the way, they've been very, very successful. They've made billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, I should say, on predictive analytics since the time they misappropriated the small company's patents and trade secrets. So a very, very, very big deal.